So we are on Daf Gimel Mibeis and Sachim. We're discussing the issue of Lashon Nekiya, avoiding Lashon Megune. We saw the question of the Gemara that started us off after establishing the meaning of the Mishnah Orlar Ba'asar as a reference to the night of the Yudalid. Why does the Mishnah use the word Or? And the Brice on the other end of the Lashon Leil. And we brought the Shua Ben Levi's statement that a person should never use a Davar Megune. As we see, the Torah went out of its way, adding extra letters. The count, according to Shmuel Levi, was 8 letters that the Torah said, by Noach, Behema Asher Inena Tahora. And this is the idea of not using a Davar Megune. The point that Rashi makes on that is that it's not pshat that the word Leil, Laila, is the Lashon Megune, per se. It's just that from the fact of Shmuel Levi taught us that a person should not use a Lashon Megune. So by the same token, we see that it's important to use a nice Lashon, and that's why the word Or is used. We might want to add the point that we mentioned from the Baal HaMor we haven't yet seen inside, but the Ran quoted the idea that at the beginning of a Mesechta, so Pesach Be'echa Ya'ir, to start on a positive note, the Lashon of Or, we also saw that in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis. After that quote of Rishu Ben Levi and different sukkim that show that the Torah added letters to avoid Lashon Megune, so we had it by Noach, we had it also in the Pasuk in Kiseitse regarding a Balkeri, Tarsus Hashem Lo Yator Mikrei Laila, and we had a similar thing regarding the story of Shaul and David as well regarding Tumah of a Balkeri. Now we have a statement of Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, and his focus is Yisaper Adam Belashon Nekiya. Now, for now, L'chara, the point according to Rashi would be similar, although we're going to see later on, Mitzvah Hashem, the Baal HaMor, Benu Yonah, take this in a different vein. The Pashtus, the way that the sugya will flow according to Rashi, is that the inyan of Tana Rabbi Yishmael of Lashon Nekiya means to avoid Lashon Megune. In other words, there are two issues here. The issue is meaning to say, there's a question of Lashon Nekiya versus Lashon She'ena Nekiya. Lashon She'ena Nekiya is synonymous with Lashon Megune. So basically, Tan Rabbi Shmuel is echoing the point of Shmuel Ben Levi, but using other examples to bring the idea out. So therefore, he says, you see, the Torah doesn't want to say the word Rechiva regarding a woman, because Rechiva has a connotation of Pisak Ragai, that the legs are separated, which is, of course, associated with Oso Makom of the woman. So there's somehow an association that would be considered Lashon She'ena Nekiya. So therefore, the Torah, when it's discussing the halachos of Tumas Zava, the Torah doesn't say a Lashon Rechiva, the Torah says a Lashon Yosheves Olav, whereas by a man, by Zav, the Torah uses a Lashon of Merkav. That was the point of Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel. So we have to get into the details of what that means in terms of the halachos, whether there's actually a difference in halacha. We'll see in Tosis that that's not the case. But that's the comment of Tana D'Rabbi Shmuel. Then there's two other psukim that are brought in to support that idea. After quoting the fact that the Torah uses a Lashon Merkav for man and Moshe for woman, there's two other psukim from Eov quoted, one about Tifcha Lashon Arumim, and one, Vidas Fasai Bar Milelu. The Gemara explains what are those two psukim adding on top of what was first quoted. So the first pasuk is discussing the Lashon of the Torah itself. The Torah uses Lashon Nekiya, the Torah avoids Lashon Megune. What about the Chachamim? So we have the pasuk of a Tifcha Lashon Arumim, that the Chachamim also are sensitive to speak in a Lashon Nekiya. And there are many examples one could also quote from that. There's a Mishnah Sanhedrin regarding Ben Soro Mora and the time that he can become a Ben Soro Mora. It says, Yakiv Zaken HaTachton V'lo HaElyon. And the Mishnah says over there, Shedibu Chachamim B'Lashon Nekiya. So that's Lashon Chachamim. And now we have another Pasuk of Das Fasei Bar Milelu, which is extending the idea to Mili Di Alma as well. That is the point that we have from the Brice of Tanu Rabbi Yishmael. Now the Gemara raises the question on the very distinction that was made by Tan Rabbi Yishmael, that the Torah doesn't use the word Merkav regarding a woman. So the Gemara has a series of questions that seems to dispute that. First, the Gemara asks from Rivka, "Vatakam Rivka v'naroseha v'tirkavna l'agmalim," when she's leaving from Charan back to go to Yitzchak with Eliezer, the Shliach, Batirkavna, she and her naros were Batirkavna lagmalin. Here the Torah uses a lashon chiva for a woman. So the Gemara answers, Hasam mishum biasusa digmalim orchahi. That since we're talking about the element of fear going on the camel, Rashi emphasizes a camel is very high up, so there's a fear that she could fall. We all know the pasuk actually says when she met Yitzchak, Vatipo me'al hagamol, however you explain that word, but obviously there's a certain fear that naturally is inherent to riding a camel. So the Gemara says, Orchehu. What does the Gemara mean by that, Orchehu? So we'll see in Tosfos the way that it seems how Tosfos understood this Gemara. We haven't read the Tosfos, we'll soon see it. That the Gemara means that since that's what it was, since that's the norm for women to ride the camel because they're afraid to do it any other way, this is giving them more support to ride in this manner with Rechiva. Therefore, the Torah is not going to change the storyline. The Torah tells the story the way it happened. And that's the teretz of the Gemara. L'maisa, the Sfas Emes I saw asks on this understanding of the Gemara, like, so what do you have to talk about the reason, the fear of falling and whatever? That's what happened. That's what happened. The Torah is not going to change the storyline. L'maisa, that's what happened. Batir Kavna. So he learns a different pshat. Perhaps we could have on our own understood this, and maybe this is what Rashi will hold. The Gemara means the following. Orchehu means like this, that normally, tznius of a woman demands that the woman should not be rochev on the gamel or on the whatever the animal is. She should be only with the feet more together, like the same reason a skirt is more tzanua than pants, because that's more tzanua. So that's the normal situation. However, in a case where there's fear involved, because you could fall off the camel, so then it's not a lack of tznius to have the manner of riding it like Rechiva with Pisak Ragayim. In other words, everything is in context. What may be considered to be lack of tsanua, lack of tsnius in one situation would not necessarily be the same thing in different context. So the Gemara's point of Orcheyu is not that therefore the Torah tells you as it is. The Torah could find other ways to express it that's not necessarily wrong. The Torah could say, Vatilachna, like the Sfas Emes asks, Vatilachna. But the point is that if it's not a lack of breach of tznius to do it in a manner of Rechiva, so to the extent that it's not a lack of tznius, it's not a Lashon She'en HaNekiyah in that context. So the Gemara means exactly that Miasusa Digmalim Orchehu, says the Sfas Emes. So in that case, it's Orche, it's not a Lashon She'en HaNekiyah. That's a different way to read the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara has a second kasha from another pasuk that speaks about Rechiva with a woman, referring to the children Gershom and Eliezer with Tzipora, and the Lashon Rechiva is used on all of them, including Tzipora. So the Gemara answers on that, Hasa Mishum Banav Orchahu. Here too, there may be different ways to read the Gemara. If we go with the Gersa that we have in front of us, Orchahu, and we want to take, so you can either learn it al derech what we said with Tosfos, that since that's the way it was, so Mamela the Torah tells you as it is. So that's one, again, why do you have to tell me why? That's the way it was. If you want to add the Sfas Emes in here, you could say like this, that since they're the children, so therefore the woman is also going to have to hold on tight and ride it in a manner of Rechiva, because she has to secure her children. So here it's not biasusa, it's not a gamo, it's a chamor. It's a chamor, but it's still the norm in a case like this, and therefore it's not a lack of tznius. That could be one way to read the Gemara. Rashi, however, seems to learn the Gemara differently, and Rashi doesn't have the words orchahu. Rashi seems to have the Dibra Maschil, and Rashi is Mishum Banav, and Rashi says, Mishum Banav Shein Zacharin Kasav Lashon Rechiva. So it seems to from Rashi that the pshat of the Gemara is simple, that it's not that the Torah is using Vayakivim binogea the woman. Since it's going on banav, so it's not that the Torah uses Rechiva for women. Did she ride? Did she not ride? Is not the point. It's not a lashon she'en HaNekiyah if it's including the men as well. So it's not that the Torah used a special lashon she'en HaNekiyah, lashon Rechiva that has a connotation exclusively for a woman because the mishum banav. So Mishum Barab says Vayakivin, Mele, there's no problem in the Lashon HaTorah. So that's the second kash of the Gemara. Okay, different ways to learn the Teretz. Finally, the Gemara asks from another pasuk of Rocheves, Vihi Rocheves ala Chamor. This is again not a donkey, not a camel, but a donkey. This is the story of Abigail that we went over yesterday in Shmuel Aleph. So she's coming up to meet David, and it's going to be a showdown. And through her powerful words of wisdom, David is held back from committing this mass murder of Nabal and all the male people with him, which he was intent on doing. And then subsequently, of course, Nabal dies after Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and Abigail becomes David's wife. So the pasuk describes how she's riding on the donkey. So here the Gemara gives us a few suggestions how the pasuk can use rechiva for a woman. Number one, mishum biasusa delelia. See here, you have to say the fear was not the fear of falling off per se, because that's only by a donkey. Biasusa digmalim, as the Gemara said before, because it's high up. So Gemara says there's other elements of fear. Number one, it was at night. So the Mashal says it was at night. You see that because David threatened to kill everyone by the morning. So it sounds like this encounter took place at night. So that's where she was more insecure. So again, the point is Orchehu, the way we learned before, let's say this Fasemes. So that was not a breach of Tznius if it's, she's afraid. Another possibility of the fear would be something else, not be Yisusa Delelia, but Ibayisem Shem be Yisusa Delelia Leka. That wouldn't be enough of a reason. Shem be Yisusa De Davidika. In other words, David HaMelech was, you know, ready Kanat HaMelech, and he was someone of great authority, and obviously being in his presence would be a something that would make her feel nervous. So that nervousness justified the rechiva. That's the second possibility. And the third possibility, Mishum Yesusa Dahar Ika. And as we quoted the pasuk, she was coming by a mountain, so going on a mountain, you have to be extra careful. So these are various ways to work out the pshat and the pasuk of Rechiva when it comes to Abigail. We have the various psukim of Rechiva, and we explain them. Question? Yes.
Oh, Rabbi, I was just wondering. I'm sorry, I just missed the Marsha. What did the Marsha say? Sorry.
Marsha, you can take a look. You can always, don't take my word for it. Marsha just points out, how does the Gemara know it was Laila? And he says, because David's words there, the words that I'm going to make sure that by the morning, I'm going to eliminate all the men that are part of Nabal's party. So it sounds like the encounter was happening at night, and he's talking about Ad HaBoker, they would be killed. So that means it was at night. Otherwise, there's no Mefurish pasuk that says it was at night, and the Gemara just matter-of-factly says, B'Yisusa Delelia, how does the Gemara know it was Laila? So then Mashal supplies that information. Okay, let's pause for a second and read the Tosfos on the Amud Aleph. Shari Bezav Kara Omerkov. So the pasuk that speaks about Zav, speaks about Merkav Hazav, and by Isha, by Azava, and she's Mitame, it doesn't use the word Merkav. Says Tosus, let's understand here. The dinim are different. Merkav u'moshav ein dino shave. The nogea b'merkav, a person who's nogea merkav, meaning some kind of a support that's on the animal that helps you keep your balance, but it's not mamish under you where you're sitting, that's called merkav. So that ain't tone kibbutz begadim. That does not require that the clothing that you're wearing or touching, for that matter, at that point become tameh as well. That's a lower level tumah. There's tumah that requires b'chibbutz begadav, and there's tumah that just makes you tameh, but not kibbutz begadim. So merkav is less chamer than moshav. Merkav does not require kibbutz begadim, kedimuchach b'toras kohanim, ubereish mesaches kelim. Again, if you look at the Mishnais in the hierarchy of Abbas HaTumah, you'll see Merkav is lower in the hierarchy than Moshav. The Hashtakasha Luri, if that's true, that Merkav and Moshav have deep, different halachas, Fektos was Hechi Kamar, how can it say here, the Be'isha Korui Moshav, that what the Torah refers to by Zav as Merkav, the Torah refers to Isha as Moshav, because of Lashon Nekiya. Imrat Zalomar, Afil Ukof, even the thing that you hold on to, Sheyesh Lo Din Merkav, that has a din of Merkav, Af B'Isha, so even by a woman, Shina Kasa with Krosa Moshav, Lidabe Derech Kavo, that the Derech Kavo dictates that the Torah is assigning to the thing which is an Ukof, which is not normally going to have the halacha of kibbutz begadim, the Torah will give that the din of moshav, because the Torah wants to use the lashon kavod. But wait a second, that can't be so. The halakaman mishani, and this is where Tosis references the Gemara we just went over. The Gemara answers when they ask the kasha from Vatikavna Agmalim of Rivka. The Gemara answers Mishim Yasusa de Gamla Urchahu, that because of the fear of the Gamo, it's Urcha. So Tosis extrapolates. Alma, what you see from the Gemara is Lishano Sadavin Mashahu and Licht of Derech Kavod. The Derech Kavod is not going to take a reality and change what's being described. So if that's true by, and that's how Tosis read the Gemara, in other words, because Yisusa Gemam Urchahu, and therefore the Torah is going with what was. That was the Metzias that she's riding because of the fear of falling off. She's riding the camel. The Torah says that about Tukavna. So Tosis says, how could you say therefore here that the Torah is going to change and write a Lashon Moshav when it's only Merkav, but the din is different. The din can't be changed. It can't change the halacha. Because of this, Tosis has to learn as follows. Tosis tweaks the Gemara a little bit. What it means here, ubi isha kro moshav, is following. Not that the din is any different, but how the Torah taught us the din is significant. Dachi pirusha, ubi isha kro moshav, meribuya de kro de moshav. From a, there's a ribuya pasuk by moshav, which is meram is the din of Merkav. Dachi isab Torah Kohanim, such a drush appears in Torah Kohanim. It says, asher hi yosheves alav. Moshav, Zen Moshav, Kli Zen Merkav. And it says, the Lashon HaPasuk there, it says, Kli Asher Yosheves Alav. So there's a remez in the word Kli to the another halacha of Tuma, which is Merkav. But the Torah doesn't explicitly say the din of Merkav. It's only nirmaz. It's only hinted in a different word. But the Ika word used is Moshav. Kli Asher Yosheves Alav, Zen Moshav, Zen Moshav, Kli Zen Merkav. We madnu ha-kasuv, l'sapib l'ashen akiyah, shalok kasuv behedya, kimo b'zav. But the dinim, in fact, are identical. When you read Rashi, it's a little bit not clear. Rashi says the kitzur, when he quotes it, Zav and Zav a second, Rashi says, Bizav ksib ko Amerikav sheyirkav, but beisha ksib or al kliya she. This is the word kliya that Tosaf referring to. Oh, al kliya sheyoshevus alav ufish ein hagen udhaski rechiva pizor glan beisha. Apisha Amerikav amoshav shavin b'shnehem. One could have gotten the impression in Rashi that the dinim are the same, and the Torah didn't want to say the word Amerikav. But Tosaf points out correctly that the dinim are not the same. So Lamaisa, the Maharshal, thinks that maybe Rashi doesn't have to mean what we thought, that the dinim amam is shave. What he means simply is shavin b'shneihem, meaning b'ishu b'isha kol echad k'dino avalosha din ha-merkav ha-moshav shave. When Rashi says din shavin b'shneihem doesn't mean merkav and moshav, it means ish and isha. That both ish and isha have the same halachos, that merkav is metame not begadim, but just you. And Moshe is Matame Begadim as well, Bechibes Begadav. That's what Rashi will mean, so it really is not any different than Tosis. Okay, questions.
Yeah. So the way Tosos rereads the Gemara is that when it says Moshev by the woman, it's not that it's Moshev and that what she makes is Tumas Moshev. It's the same as Tumas Merkav. It's just using a Lashon Naki, but it's not coming to say that the dinim of the tuma that happens by a woman is moshav, rather it's merkav.
Again, but the same pasuk is tumas moshav as well. But there's another riboy in the pasuk from the word kli for the other tuma. The Torah didn't want to state that din of merkav in a mefurish way. It only does it derech ramis with Russia. Now this bechol hakli. So the Kli is Marbe Merkav. The Halachas of Merkav and Moshev are going to be different, as we know, but the Torah didn't want to say the word Merkav and the Tumas Merkav in an explicit manner. Okay, let's go now back to the Taka V'Tarya. This is going to get more involved, more intricate in terms of the parameters. It's not at this point, we're left with the impression that Lashon Meguna is completely taboo. There's no counterweight, no counter consideration. Also, the impression that we are so far getting from Rashi, and this remains the maskana l'chora Rashi, that the inyan of Lashon Nekiya versus Lashon She'ena Nekiya is the same issue as Lashon Meguna versus not Lashon Meguna. So we have the Lashon Meguna in the case of the Mabul by Behema Tmeya. We have it by Thomas Carey. This is called a Lashon Meguna, which we should try to avoid. And we have an example of the Lashon Nekiah, which is a way of expressing avoiding Lashon Meguna, because Lashon Shein Nekiah is synonymous with Lashon Meguna. And those are the examples that we had of Rechiva Be'isha. This is what seems to come out so far within Rashi. Now, and as far as the Or in the Mishnah, that Rashi points out that's something different. That's just an inyan of Lashon Tzach. Not that Laila itself is Lashon Meguna. The Braisa uses a Lashon Laila. But that's just a way of working off of Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi's halacha, and now showing you that there's an inyan to start with Lashon Tzach, just as you see the Lashon Meguna is frowned upon. So Lashon Tzach is something that the Tana wants to start with. Let's continue the Gemara with the obvious question. Frag the Gemara, you just told me that the Torah avoids Lashon Meguna, and the Torah therefore wrote Lo Tahora, Sharinena Tahora, by the Mabul, by going into the Teva. Frag the Gemara, Ube Oraisa, Migo Ksiv Tame. In the Torah, does the Torah not say the word Tame? So many times the Torah uses the Lashon Tame. And here you were saying that the Lashon Tame is a word that should be avoided. That's why the Torah didn't use it in Parshas Noach, and so too in Parshas Kiseidse by the Balkeri, Lo Yator. But don't we find the word Tame used so many times? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Ella, and now the Gemara brings in another dimension. And notice the word Ella sounds like there's somehow something new that's being introduced. Says the Gemara, Kohecha, whenever you have the two options being of equal spacing, equal amount of syllables, words, where they're the same, not, one is not shorter than the other, then the shtay b'lashon nekiah. Then we'll use a lashon nekiah. Again, according to Rashi, that's the equivalent of saying a lashon that's not meguna. So then we'll use lashon nekiah based on what we've been saying until now. Kohecha denefishin mili, but if the words would be long, many more words would have to be used in order to use a Lashon Nekiah, then nishtai b'lashon katsara, then there's another value that takes precedence, or that could take precedence, and that's called Lashon Katsara, which has its own maila. There's a maila of Lashon Nekiah over Lashon that's not Nekiah, but there's also an advantage to Lashon Katsara, kida amarav huna amarav, goes back to Rav Meir yet. That a person, as a rule, should teach his Talmidim using succinct language. And therefore, because of the Ma'il of Lashon Katsara, the Torah will use a Lashon Tamei, because Tamei is a lot less words than to say Lo Tohar. Right? So therefore, that is the answer to the question of why the Torah will use Tamei, even though seemingly it's a Lashon Meguna, it's not a Lashon Nekiah. I, the Torah, used extra words to say Lo Eina Tahora and Parshas Noach. No, so what's the answer there? The Torah did with Ike Makasuf, Ches Osios, Tes Osios. So Rashi points out, Tosus will say something similar. Says Rashi, the Chiyadadi Ninu, She'ein Orech B'Lashon Tzach Min HaMeguna. There's no verbosity, long, many more words in the Lashon Tzach, meaning the Lashon Nekiah, from that which is Meguna. Again, that's the other extreme, the Meguna. Mishtoi b'Lashon Kavod. Then we use Lashon Kavod. What is the implication of Rashi? But if the Lashon Meguna would be shorter, then we can swallow the Lashon Meguna and tolerate it, because of we're looking at the fact that it's Lashon Katsara, and that becomes the more dominant value that we can assign to the Lashon Katsara, even though there's a Lashon Meguna that's being used. This is what the Gemara seems to answer. But what about before? What about the fact that the Torah was ma'akin those osios to teach me that you shouldn't use Lashon Meguna, but seemingly Lashon Katsara would have been better or just as good? So Rashi says, let's already read the next Rashi. The Kohecha, Dechiyadadinin Mishtai B'Lashon Kavod, right? And what's the other side if it's a Lashon Katsara? The Kohani de La'il, Ikeim Lamedcha shetzarech l'chazer acha lashon naki. The fact that the Torah uses the lashon enena tahora, even though there's more words, is to tell me that there's a value in looking for lashon nakiya. Again, Rashi is clear. The inyan of Lashon Nekiah versus Enon Nekiah is exactly the same issue as what we've been discussing about Lashon Meguna versus not using Lashon Meguna. So Rashi says that in a chinami, technically the Torah could have used the Lashon Tameh by Parshas Noach as well, since that's Lashon Ketzara. But how would the Torah be teaching you that there's some maila to be mechazer achar lashon nekiah, namely in a case where all things being equal in terms of brevity? So the fact that the Torah went out of its way in that one place, Parshas Noach, also, the truth is it's not just that one place, it's also Parshas Kiseitse, we'll have to see why too. But meanwhile, Rashi focuses on the one place, right? The fact that the Torah tells me to go after that goes out of its way to use a lashon nikiya at the expense of the brevity is to tell me that there's an inyan shetzarach lechazrach lashon naki ubishar makomos ksiv lashon meguna v'katzer. But all other places, like the rest of the Torah, which says tamei, the Torah will follow the rule of lashon katzer. Lamedcha, to teach me something over there. Sheyishana la'adam with Talmido Lashon Ketzara. Like the statement that we have quoted here, that it's good to teach your Talmidim in a succinct way. And the reason Rashi adds for this, right, gives a hesber, lefishim is kayemes girsa shelo yos min aruka. If you say a lot of words, then it's harder to be able to retain it. If you say a lot with less words succinctly, then the retention is better and the learning remains. So therefore, Rashi's understanding is that in a chinami, when you have more words to say, you could go with Lashon Meguna rather than say more words for Lashon Nekiah. It's not worth being marich because then take away from the maila of Lashon Ketzara, which has its own maila. So therefore, in a chinami, but since you want the Torah to teach me that there is a maila of Lashon Nekiah, where would that be exercised? When would you want to do that? When you have ki hadadi? So the Torah was ma'akin the osios to tell me in that place that there is an inyan. And so is mashman tosis. The top tosis on the page, kol hecha dechi adadi, says tosis ulkach ikim akasuf. That's why there was an ikim, even though by doing that it's not lashon ketzara anymore. Ulam deinu shel olam yisafer adam lashon nekiah. This inyan of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, that you should speak lashon nekiah, then lo hayaokim imkein mehecha tesi. If you didn't have the Torah teaching to me in a place where it's obvious the Torah went out of its way to do it, then how would you learn from the Torah that in a case where all are being equal, that you should go for Lashon Nekiah any more than the other? So the fact that Torah is Ma'akim is going to let us know that there's going, and that balance with the fact that everywhere else the Torah uses a Lashon Meguna, a Lashon Enon Nekiah, and Katzah obviously teaches me that when you have the option equally in terms of being succinct, then you go Lashon Nekiah. But here you have the Ran raises an interesting question. So how many times do you have to tell me that? If the point of saying Lashon Nekiah is, even though you're making more words out of it, is only because it's trying to let you know that there's a Milo of Lashon Nekiah that you should be recognizing when the words are the same in both cases, so then you have it with Noach. What do you need also the Pasuk of that was another example of the ikur. So that's what the Chiddush Aran asks. So what does the Aran say? Something interesting. Everyone hear the kasha, right? What do you need two psukim? Once you have one, you know already there's a maila of Lashon Nekiah in the abstract, and practically it could be implemented when they're kiyah dadi. But now already in kiseitse, now that I know that already, the Torah should have opted for a Lashon Ketzara now, no? Because now already I know that there's an inyan of Lashon Nekiah. I know that when it's going to mean saying more words, I don't have to do that. But I already know that there's a ma'al Lashon Nekiah when it's kiyah dadi. So why do you need the pasuk in kiseitse? So the Ran says because really there's a difference between the Lashon Meguna of animals in Parshas Noach, the context over there, and the Lashon Meguna of a person. says the Ran, I'll see again in the Ran. Why? Had the Torah not gone out of its way with extra words, so it's mashed, by the way, in the Ran, that if you have a choice, what should you opt for? Is it up to you, or should you opt for one over the other? If let's put it this way, if ki adadi, then you should for sure have to lashon kavod. But what about if it's more words to say a lashon kavod? Is it up to you, or should you prefer the lashon kitzara? What does it sound like in the Ran? No, next line. Umiyu kohecha denefishin meadadi lashon kitzara adif. In other words, the fact that Torah says Tami all over the place tells me that Lashon Kitzara generally is better, even though at the expense of a Lashon Nekiyah. Says the Ran, Milkashali, Lama Ike Mishnei Mekamos. So why do you need twice? Says the Ran, you need both. The Pasuk in Noach, Ashenina Tahora, I would say it doesn't really teach me anything by itself. That doesn't have to teach me to Chazer Ach Lashon Kavod. But the Torah couldn't say Tumeya. Why not? Because there was not yet a concept there was no halachas of Tumah B'Tahara, and it was kosher, not kosher yet. The Torah wasn't given. B'nai Noach had no halachas. It wasn't part of Zaymis B'nai Noach. It wasn't part of their code to know about kosher, not kosher. So for the Torah to be speaking in Parshas Noach about a concept that Tumeya, not kosher, did not have relevance, that weren't yet tameh, they weren't yet not kosher for B'nai Noach. So the Torah can use a frame of reference of Lo Tahora. But to talk about tameh, if there wasn't yet any halacha of tameh, even though Maisa Tahora is also suggesting kosher versus non-kosher, what does the Ran mean? But I guess to say tameh is a classification that yet didn't yet have application, wasn't yet concretized. So therefore, that's why the Torah didn't want to say Tumeya. So that's why you need the other Pasuk in Kiseitse. Okay, so then why do you need the Pasuk in Noach at all of Ikin? The Imid Achsev in the Pasuk in Kiseitse, I would say that only when you're speaking about people do you have to be sensitive to use Lashon Kavod. But by speaking about an animal, I can use all kinds of Lashonos that are not necessarily Kavod. It doesn't matter, it's an animal. But now that I have the pasuk by a person, that coupled with the pasuk of Noach, of Enot Tahora, now I can extrapolate the mistama, that pasuk is also meant to reveal the same yesod and extending it also to animals. So basically, and rather than assume the other possibility. So the Ran is basically saying, without the pasuk Kiseitse, I wouldn't be able to build a case in Parshas Noach for the Torah using a Lashon Enot Tahora to tell me anything new about Lashon Nekiyah. Because I could say something else, alternative. The Torah didn't want to say Tumeya because we don't yet have the official title of Tumeya yet. There's no halachas of an animal being non-kosher, not to be eaten. But now that I have the other pasuk, if you had the other pasuk by itself, I wouldn't know to extend that idea to animals. But now that the Torah says it, by Noach, and then a Tahora. And I know already you sowed from Kiseitse, that the Torah wants you to know about Lashon Nekiyah. So now Mistama, the significance of Parshas Noach becomes more about that rather than what we thought earlier. Yeah, the Indian of speaking even by animals, Lashon Nekiyah, the Gemara talks about the Ene Leia Rako. Someone asked, what doesn't the Ran mention of Vacha Bayakov's Pasuk? What is Vacha Bayakov's Pasuk? The Vacha Bayakov's Pasuk, that's exactly the Pasuk we're discussing. Yeah, he is. That's the pasuk Kiseitse. That's exactly the pasuk in Kiyatar Mikve Laila. That's the pasuk by Balkari. Yeah, that's the other pasuk. The Gemara asked the question in Beva Basra, the Ene Leia Rakos. So how could the Torah write about the eyes of Leia that they were tender? Hashta, the Gemara says, a Lashon Hashta, Bignus Behema Tineya Lo Dibir HaKasuv. Alachas kam v'kama on a person. So what does that mean? So the Rashban and Bava Basra says, because that's exactly the point of Parshas Noach, Einena Tahora. The Torah didn't want to use a language, Gabi Behema, Gabi Behema, that Behema Tmeya. That's the sensitivity even for an animal. Yeah, so that, and that's the point, because it's not about, it's not just about a human being, it's about sensitivities. Just like we know sensitivities about Lolevayesh, when we say to cover the chala, when you're making kiddush, what shaloyir hapas boshto. It's the sensitivities in terms of, even if the thing itself is not on the same level to understand, you know, it's, but the point is, it's about the person himself. Okay, Rabbi, so, yes.
I think he was asking about the pasuk in Shmuel.
Ah, the other pasuk. Shmuel. Other pasuk.
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry, Vacha by Yaakov is the pasuk in Shmuel. I'm sorry. But Papa was the pasuk in Kisefsi. I apologize. Yeah, I stand corrected. Racha by Yaakov's pasuk. Yeah, so that was Shaul HaMelech. Yeah, I don't know. That's good shayla. I guess he's only asking the pasukim in the Chumash. Shaul HaMelech, why did he have to speak that? Why couldn't he have just said Tamei, shorter words? We'll see in a few minutes in the Gemara. There is a svara to say, I'm just thinking aloud with you, that the Inyan of Lashon Ketzara is specific when you're talking about a Rebbe to Talmidim, or the Torah is teaching us a halacha, which is similar to a Rebbe to a Talmud. So the limud is retained, as Rashi says. That's the svara. When Shaul is making a comment about David, it's not none of the above. It's just an observation about David. So the svara of Lashon Ketzara doesn't really hold over there. So it could be that there the kasha wouldn't be a kasha. It's not coming at the expense of Lashon Ketzara, because Lashon Ketzara has no relevance in the context of Shaul HaMelech's comment. Could be.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Okay, last question on the Tosfos Kol Hicha.
That's what we just read. Yeah, we did that in the round. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure I fully understand the answer of like the fact that it was, it gave extra words. It gave extra words to show you should use Lashon Nekiya, and that teaches us that when it's equal, that you should use Lashon Nekiya. Right. I don't really understand the correlate, like how that correlates back to when it's equal.
Because basically it's as follows: the fact that Torah uses tamei throughout the Chumash means obviously the Torah is not concerned about the lashon that's not kavod, the lashon haguna according to Rashi. If it's lashon ketzara, that's more important. But we also want to know that there's a maila in lashon kavod, the lashon nekiya, if the alternative is not going to be any shorter, right? So where would I get that from? So the answer is the Torah does do an ikum in one place to even allow the Lashon Kavod to be there, even though it's longer, in order for us to recognize the Torah assigns a premium to Lashon Nekiya. Now, typically, the Torah wouldn't make that premium trump the other Ma'ilah of Lashon Ketzara. But by doing it there, at least the Torah is spotlighting the Ma'ilah of Lashon Nekiya. Now, I know that it doesn't always come at the expense of Lashon Ketzara, because everywhere the Torah says Tamei. So where do I take that lesson and give it application? Where would I know that Lashon Kavod should in fact have application, not at the expense of Lashon Ketzara everywhere else, because you see the Torah does say Tamei. So the Torah did it for us in order to be melamed that when you have a situation where it won't be coming up against the Lashon Ketzara advantage, then you should go with Lashon Nekiya. So had the Torah not done it by Bima'akin the custom, then I wouldn't know. The Torah has to teach me that there's a Maila here. So here, you could almost say that the fact that the Torah needs to teach me the Maila of Lashon Ketzara, so that justified the Torah doing it even at the expense of Lashon Ketzara in that instance because of the lima that comes out of it for the cases of Kiyadadi. Clear?
Yeah. And so would we say then that the Torah holds Lashon Ketzara at a higher place than Lashon Nekiya?
That's what it sounds like from the Ran, because the Ran is Adif, right? You could have said it's up to you, but the Torah, the Ran's Lashon is it's Adif. It comes out that Lashon Ketzara is more important of a value based on the Svar Rashi gives, even though it's a coming Lashon Meguna. We're going to see that Balamor and the Rabbeinu Yonah have a whole different understanding. For them, there's two issues here. There's Lashon Meguna, Lashon Nekiya, and then there's Lashon Ketzara. Lashon Ketzara only has an advantage vis-a-vis Lashon that's not Nekiya. But if it's going to be Lashon Meguna, there you have to go bend over backwards, even if it's more words. That's going to be the Mahalach of the other Rishonim. Rashi makes it very clear that's not so. According to Rashi, Lashon Meguna can yield to Lashon Ketzara. That's clear in our Rashi. Everyone see that in our Rashi Mefurish? Okay. comes the Gemara with another couple of lines. Let's see. The Gemara asked the Kasha. So we just explained, we answered based on the fact that Torah says Tomei throughout Chumash. That shows you that when you have a situation of Lashon Ketzara, then you apt for Lashon Ketzara, even though it's a Lashon that's not, even though it's not Nikiya, it's not, it could be Lashon Nigun, as we said, according to Rashi. Fact the Gemara, but what about the following? V'harocheves v'yosheves. Now, this kasha is going back to which pasuk that we quoted just before on the Amud. Rocheves versus Yosheves. This is the pasuk from Avigail, right, in Shmuel Aleph, the top line of this Gemara, of this Amud. V'hi rocheves al hachamor. So the Gemara's kasha is that the word rocheves, right, the word rocheves is a Lashon in a Nekiya. And Yosheves is not any longer than Rocheves. They're both the same amount of letters, right? They're both the same word. It's one word. Leave the letters out for a second. It's one word. And yet, the Pasuk is using Lashon Rocheves, even though it could have just said Lashon of Yosheves. So what's the Kasha? You're telling me that if you have the same number of words, so it's not going to be appropriate to say a Lashon Meguna, that's Kitsara, you should try to use a Lashon Akiya. So how come it uses a Lashon of Rocheves? Now, at first glance, what's the Gemara asking? We already dealt with this. It's a hard Gemara. Like, what's the Kasha? But we already asked this Kasha, and we gave it Teretz. What was the Teretz? Hasamish, we had two, three Svaris. Misusa Delelia, Misusa the David, Misusa Dahar. So why is Gemara suddenly coming back and asking the Kasha from that Pasuk that it should have said Yosheves, since it's not going to be any more words than Rocheves, the Yechia Dadi? It seems from the Gemara now, the Gemara is falling away from that earlier Teretz. It sounds like when the Gemara said Ella, so now this becomes now the new slate. This is the new Koveya, that what matters right now is just Lashon Ketzara versus Lashon Nekiya, and therefore we're falling away from what was before. It sounds like, and maybe that's why it says Ella. Well, Maisa, it's a Ha'aro. The Gemara already dealt with this. And why not just fall back on the earlier Teretz? Tzarech Iyun, I don't have a good answer. I know the Achronim, they struggle in this question. What's Pshat in the Gemara's question? But the Gemara asked the Kasha. L'maisa, it says Rocheves, and it could have said Yosheves, and they're Ki Hadadi, so why does it say Rocheves? The Gemara comes with that Kasha. And for the Gemara, Rocheves Ksiv, it's written Chaser. So what does that mean, it's written Chaser? It's written chaser, meaning to say that Rocheves, it turns out, is a Lashon Ketzara. The Gemara wants to use the formula of Lashon Ketzara to justify any expression that seems to be not Lashon Nekiya. So Rocheves, the reason why Rocheves is used, because it's less letters. Of course, the obvious question Rashi and Tosis are going to ask is, what do you mean? Rocheves written chaser is better than Yosheves written male. But Rocheves written chaser is identical to Yosheves written chaser. So what is the point of the Gemara's Teretz? Rocheves ksiv, so it's less than Yosheves. Yosheves could have just as well been written chaser. What's pshat in the Gemara? Let's see what Rashi and Tosis have to say here. Rocheves ksiv without a vav, the afal gafek Rashi, the matzi lemichtav nami Yosheves chaser. Now it could have said Yosheves without a vav. Niyu, whenever you find chaseros in the Torah, it's meant for a drasha. So there has to be a drasha that's being taught in the fact that it's written chaser. So Rocheves chaser has a drasha in mind. What is it? Kan limedcha b'chisaron zeh shetitfos lashon ketzara va'afilu humeguna shirikan tafas lashon meguna v'katzer. Says Rashi, interesting thing. He says, by saying Rocheves Chaser, there's a limud that can come from the fact that it's written Chaser. And what is the limud? The limud is that we choose a Lashon Ketzara, even if it's Meguna. That's the limud from Rocheves Chaser. So were it to say Yosheves, there'd have to be some drasha, but there is no drasha. But Rochebes Chaser would be there to teach me that there's a Maila to Lashon Ketzara. How so? Because Rochebes is written Chaser, and Yoshebes could be written Male. And so having the one letter less, right, that's the Maila of Lashon Ketzara, even though it's a Lashon Megune. Rashi keeps using the expression Megune synonymous with Enonakia, seen Rashi throughout. And that's the limud. Anyone have a kasha in this Rashi? So that's the limud of Rochebes Chaser, to teach me use a Lashon Megune if it's going to be Lashon Ketzara. Anyone have a kasha here?
But it still doesn't really answer the question because it's still not so much.
Why doesn't answer the question? The point is, Yoshebes Chaser wouldn't been an option because there's no drasha. You mean, what's the kasha? Let it say Yoshebes and teach me to use a Lashon Ketzara, what? When I'm using a Lashon Akia, what are you saying? What should be the kasha?
Yeah, why can't you?
It has to be a limud.
Can't make a drasha, but you can't make a drasha. I mean, I don't know how, I guess, drashas work with like chaser and mali, but is it just as easy to make it? Maybe you could just make, can't you just make a drasha with
have you Shevis? Oh, no, let's see.
Can't you make a limud and say that if there, since you could have written either one with four letters, the drasha is that we're using Lashon Nekiya.
That's what Rashi's saying, basically. That's what Rashi's saying.
But Rashi's saying it the reverse, isn't he? He's saying the reverse is that you should choose Lashon Ketzara over Lashon, yeah, even though it's Megune. I'm saying, why can't we say that use Yosheves without the Vav?
Yes.
And then say that you could have written either one with four letters, and we see here when they're equal, you learn out the drasha, when they're equal, you Lashon Nekiya.
But how would you know that from the written writing Yosheves Chaser? How would you see that as a drasha from Yosheves Chaser? Yeah, it has to be. Right. It has to be late. What's that? It has to be from the fact that it's written Chaser is how I see it. What you said doesn't give me a drasha from Yosheves Chaser. Rochebes Chaser is the Torah wrote it Chaser to teach me that now it's one letter less than the other alternative of Yosheves, which would be.
I see.
That's right. Yes.
Doesn't the Torah teach us this every time it writes the word Tameh? Like,
that's the kasha I'm waiting for. This is what Mashal and Masha both ask in Rashi. L'chayra, we know that already. And both say, hear this question. Rashi says that, the Gemara says, Rochebes Ksiv Chaser, meaning to say, because there's a drasha here from Rochebes Chaser, go for Lashon Ketzara, even if it's Megune. And that's good for why it says Rochebes Chaser, to teach me that. But don't I know that already? Gemara had a kasha just before. It says Tamei in the Torah. So it's a Lashon Megune. And my answer is, because it's a Lashon Ketzara. So that's where the Torah says Tamei. So I know from the Torah already. So why do you have to learn that from Rochebes Chaser if I know it from the word Tamei in the Chumash? Ever hear that? That's a kasha. Both Mashal and the Mashal both asked this question on Rashi. They give different answers. Speak out the two terutzim that Mashal and Mashal both say in this question. The Mashal says, Rashi's Rochebes afilu hi Megune, Perush, he says as follows. Rashi means, afilu b'lashon Megune, yedaktik adam ukatzes lishono. He wants to learn a pshat and Rashi means as follows, that there's a maila of being makatzer, yelashon, even by lashon Megune. The Mashal says, I don't understand. So tell me the same halacha by Yosheves, that there's a maila to use a Lashon Ketzara, even by Lashon Nekiya. The Mashal doesn't understand Mashal's teretz. What is Mashal is learning Pshat and Rashi, that the point is that you should use a Lashon Ketzara even when using Lashon Megune. Says the Mashal, it's not in that Chodesh HaGadus, it's in the regular Mashal. He says, the first Mashal, a few blessed Megune Katzer Adam. The lo yadan and my rebusa, tvei havele Rashminan, the few blessed Naki Gufa Yikatzer Adam. So he says a different Pshat. The Mashal says, here's the difference. Haniru Kam, he says, what was the Kasha of the Mashal, what Yaakov just asked? The Torah says in Rei Tame. So I already know that Lashon Ketzara is used even when it's a Lashon Megune. He says, Ashmi'inan, as follows. What kind of kitzur are we talking about? There's a kitzur in terms of how it sounds, how many syllables, how many words, how long is it drawn out in the ear. But that's in terms of Miftah, in terms of the Mikra. Here, there's another element of Kitzur. This is Kitzur that's not going to have any difference sounding to the ear. It's a Kitzur in terms of the way it's written. Says the Mashah, that's the Chiddush of this Rocheves that's written Chaser. Afil biki hai gavna de bedibura ube mikra lo havi lashen katzer. Ela biksiva u masores yikatzer adam lishonam. This is the Mashah. The Mashah that notes, let's take a look at the Tosfos and see if Tosfos is compatible with what we just said. The second Tosfos, Rocheves Ksiv, Chaser, Vim Tomar, Lichtov Nam Yosheves. Same question Rashi asked, let it say Yosheves Chaser. But Omer read, the Lomatzil Mechtav Yosheves, the Kohecha de Kasav Yoshe below Vav, Asa Lidrasha. When it's written Yosheb, it's written Yoshe without a drav, there's a drasha there. Kiddashinan velo Yoshe b'shar sedom chaser, that osa yom ino shofet. Yoshe b'shar sedom chaser means that it's a drasha to tell me that then he was only then appointed, just happened. It says Yashav ksiv, that's the drasha. Yoshev chaser is telling me that lashon of that he was there as a judge. Exactly the nature of the drasha, you have to be ma'ayin carefully, the Rashi, the Medrash, but there's a drasha made from the Lashon Yoshev Chaser. So with Yoshev, it'd have to be a drasha. Mashah says Tosfos is not contradicting what I just said in Rashi.
Rabbi, are we saying...
One second. He says, "Enter Tosfos b'shoyt abahachi gali daksiva masores Yoshev male." Tosfos says there is no drasha, alternative drasha. So what is the drasha? The drasha is from Rocheves. What's the drasha from Rocheves? Like Rashi says, what's the drasha from Rocheves? Pick a lashon katsara, even if it's a lashon meguna. So I know it from Tamei in the Torah. Yeah, but Tamei in the Torah, the lashon katsara is a lashon katsara in terms of how you hear it. So that's what we know from the Chumash. Here, the difference is never going to be in how you hear it. The difference is going to be only in how it's spelled. And that's the chidush of Rocheves Chaser, that it's also good to have a Lashon Katsara in Ksiva, in Masores, even if it's a Lashon Neguna. Yaakov?
Yeah, I just didn't understand. Is Tosfos saying that we already have a drasha for Yosheves and we can't use it?
No. Tosfos says we don't have one. That's the Tosfos. Whenever it says Yosheves, it has to be a drasha. We don't know a drasha here. What drasha would it be?
So what does it mean? What does it mean, like, asa l'drasha k'darshinam velo?
Right. It can't just be, right. There has to be a drasha that comes out of the Yosheves, from Yoshev. We find many times a drasha is coming, like that example, that we darshin chaser, Yoshev written chaser. So we'd have to have a drasha. We don't have a drasha. But here we have a drasha, and that's what Rashi says. So it's the same thing as Rashi.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
So if we the way that we're just understanding Tosfos now, it's the same exact way as Rashi, seemingly. Right? That we can't use Yosheves, right? You can't use Yosheves Chaser.
Yes.
Because we're going to use Rocheves Chaser, and that's going to teach you Lashon Katsara, even if it's going to be Maguna.
That's so, right.
So there's no difference between Rashi and Tosfos.
Correct. That's what Mashah points out. Tosfos is not saying any different than Rashi. Just pointing out that Yosheves would have had to have a drasha. We don't have any drasha that we would have from Yosheves. Okay, now, all of this is what emerges from Shitas Rashi, reading of the Gemara, and L'chora Tosfos is in the same camp. Tosfos says, the Torah teaches me in the Ikam HaKasuv that you should always use a Lashon Nekiya, and not Lashon Meguna if everything is being equal, but of course, the Torah has to tell it to me in a case where the Torah did have more words. But when you have more words, then you would use a Lashon Katsara, even if it's a Lashon Meguna, and Rashi uses Lashon Meguna synonymous with Lashon She'ena Nekiya. From the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Balmor, you have a very different picture that emerges. Maybe we'll start with the Shari Tshuva, and we'll see at the Balmor something very similar. The Shari Tshuva, he really is Rabbeinu Yonah. It's an appropriate limit anyway now for Elul. So he discusses the significance of speech. He's discussing Yonim of Lashon Hara and different layers within that Inyan of Peh, Chilos Lashon Hara. And then he goes on, and he has in Os Reish Lamed, after discussing Nivul Peh and the terrible thing of Aver of Nivul Peh, then he quotes our Gemara and our Sugya, and he develops a Mahalach in our Sugya. The Amur Rabbi Seinu in Os Reish Labed in Shari Tshuva Shar Shlishi. La Ola Mal Yotzi Adam Davar Megune Mipiv. Shaira Ikim Bakasa Shmon Osios, Vila Hotzi Davar Megune Shinemar, Mina Behema Shinem Tahora. That's the main Rabbi Shur Belevi. So Rabbeinu Yonah is going to learn as follows. Basically, there's going to be a difference between the Tamei or the Tameya in the Parshas Noach and the Tamei when you have later in the Chumash Tamei, and where the Gemara is discussing that the Torah can allow you to say Tamei because it's a Lashon Katsara, even though it seems to have some other failing to it. But the failing that's associated with the Lashon Tamei in Chumash is not identical to the failing of the Lashon, the Chisaron of Lashon Tamei B'Shas Noach. That's going to be a svar that's common to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Balamor. What's going to emerge here is that this trade-off that the Gemara says is valid, that you can go with Lashon Katsara, even though it's a Lashon She'ina Nakia, does not mean that you can use the Lashon Katsara at the expense of, that you can go ahead and use the Lashon Meguna. Lashon Meguna has to always be avoided. What we have over here in this context is a Lashon, not a Lashon Nakia, but that's not yet Lashon Meguna. And that's where the Torah, the application of our Gemara's rule is specific vis-a-vis a Lashon that's not Lashon Kavod, but not that it would go as far as Lashon Meguna. But now what you have to do is you have to walk a tightrope, because you have to figure out that even though Rav Shulman Levi spoke about Lashon Meguna in terms of the word Tameh, Behema Tameya, the Torah avoided that. But in that context, it's a Lashon Meguna. But in the context of the Torah's usage of Tameh, that would only be defined in the category of what? Not Lashon Meguna, but a Lashon that's not Nakia. Now we have to explain why that should be. But that's the basic outline of what's coming in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Baal HaMor. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Torah didn't want to use a Lashon Meguna of Enot of Behema Tameya. Ki ba'eis ha'hi, at the time of the Mabul, ha'isa Behema Tameya Muteres Ba'achila. The chisaron that you had there for Behema Tameya had nothing to do with eating. It had no problem. Now, let's understand. I mean, we couldn't eat basa before Noach came out of the Mabul. So what could he mean? Anyway, you couldn't eat an animal. Could be, there's a Tosus in Sanhedrin Nunvav that it was taka mutter for Adam to eat basar that died by itself. He just couldn't shecht an animal. Could be that may be easy way out. I was thinking, I don't know, it's a ha'ara. L'chaira anyway it's not mutter. Okay, but the radio says it's not, it was mutter, inherently was mutter ba'achila. Just wasn't good for carbon. And because this animal didn't have an inherent chisaron, you could say technically they couldn't eat basa for another reason, the vegetarian, but there wasn't inherently a problem with Behema Tameya versus Behema Tahora, either because he could still eat if the animal died by itself, or because it's a side issue. The Torah wasn't yet giving you the label of being materit. But inherently, it's not etzem a taboo, the fact that he can't eat it. In fact, you can eat it. So it's not really. So therefore, to call it Tameya is Lashon Meguna, because it's be'etzem mutar ba'achila. Lohay satola karban. If it's fit for human consumption, either because it could have to be eaten, or because it was going to become mutter to be eaten, whatever you'll say, it's the etzem food. So therefore, it's a Lashon Meguna to use a Lashon Tameya on that. This is why Tameya b'shas ha-mabul is a word that would rise to the level of Lashon Meguna. That's been a Yonah's take. The Baal HaMor be a slightly different point. We'll see. By abandoning Lashon Meguna will lead him. So what do you see, Rabbeinu Yonah? This sentence is mefurish against what emerges from Rashi in our sugya. Rabbeinu Yonah is setting down a rule here, based on Ikei Makasov. See, the advantage is you don't have to say the terrors that Rashi and Tosu say, that Ikei Makasov to teach me the nafkamina when there'll be kiadadi. The Gemara never uses a kiadadi distinction regarding davar meguna. Ikim akasav is a rule that remains exactly what it says. You are also to be ma'akim your words, to use extra words to avoid lashon meguna, even though you're going to use more words. Why? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I'll tell you why. V'zeh kimo geder li'izar minivlus hapeh shehu min averes hachamuros. Avoiding lashon meguna is, even though you're going to have more words, is a geder from chas v'shalom nivul peh. V'gam geder li'izar misipur lashon hara nesinas dofi babrios. All these other terrible averos of mocking other people, lashon hara, nivul peh. Kimo she'amru zechonu mevracha al archokas adibar b'gnus, afil b'gnus be'emet me'lo dibar kasut. Amr Rabbi Seinu, he quotes the Gemara we haven't yet read. One of the Kohanim uses a very bad expression, b'lechem ha'ponim. V'od amru. V'od amru Rabbi Seinu. Now comes level two. So now, vis-a-vis Davin Meguna, Rabbeinu Yonah is clear. Vis-a-vis Davin Meguna, a person should even be willing to use extra words to avoid Davin Meguna. The reason being, a siyag for all these terrible possible things of Nivul Peh, Lashon Hara, and so on. The old Amu Rabbi is saying, no, there's another klal. One klal is avoiding davar meguna even if you have to be mairach. The old Amu Rabbi is saying, ki chayev ha'adam livchor bedvar lashon kavod, uhaniach lashon she'inenu shel kavod. The person is obligated to opt for lashon kavod rather than over a lashon she'inenu kavod. Gam ki enenu meguna. Even if the lashon in a kavod is not quote meguna. And this is based on which brisa, not Rishu Belevi, but both said, but which brisa is teaching me this idea? Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, Rechiva de Isha would be labeled of a meguna, lashon meguna? No. Rechiva de Isha would be labeled what? That it's more of derech kavod, lashon kavod, to use yosheves over rocheves. Everyone with me? This is the picture of Rabbeinu Yonah. So, and this is true. These are the three psukim. It's true based on Torah. It's true the arumim, right? The three psukim. The tivcha lashon arumim is lashon rabbanon, and nila di alma das svasai bar mileilu.
So this, yeah. Does Rebbe think that Rabbeinu Yonah is coming to say this in order to like be mechadish something or teach something la'alach, or he's just bringing up the mussar? Like,
yes, no, Rabbeinu Yonah, he's writing about mussar sefer, but it's full of halacha too. This is his take on the Gemara. We see Rabbeinu Yonah is very similar to this approach. Take a look, right with me. The Odom Rabbeinu Seinu. There's another statement. Ki chayiv adam livcha bedvar lashon kavod aniach lashon she'enach shel kavod gam kinen meguna bein b'divei Torah bein b'sichas iski ha'olam. That's the third pasuk. Uvelvad. But here there's a caveat. This that you should use a lashon kavod and not lashon she'enach shel kavod. That is a caveat. That's not always the case. That's only if it can be equally short or long. Either way, uvad shelo yarich. Interesting. So it comes out for Rabbeinu Yonah, another nekuda here to take out of this. If I'm speaking not divrei Torah, so then should I opt for a lashon kavod that's longer in more words than a lashon she'en kavod? There you don't have the mail of Talmid of Derech Kitzara, it's only by Limud Torah. So it comes out by Davar Meguna, Lashon Meguna, you for sure have to use more words, even by Divrei Torah. That even, you don't have the redeeming value of Yishna Derech Yitzhar Kon Rabbeinu Yonah, not like Rashi. When it's Lashon Kavod over Lashon Eina Kavod, it's Divrei Torah, then you can use a Lashon that's Eina Shel Kavod for the sake of Lashon Kitzhara. But if it's not Divrei Torah, then again you should opt for the Lashon Kavod. Lashon Kavod mean? The Indian Lashon Kavod, who derech hadibur v'asicha, asher doruchu ba niki adas medabri tzachos. It's a way of speaking that has a precedent with people who are sensitive in their language, and they weigh what they say. They imshokim makirim eze Lashon Kavod. They understand what's a Lashon Kavod, what's temuraso, kimo shenema tivcha Lashon arumim, v'nema tivcha Lashon arumim, v'nema kesef nivcha Lashon tzadik, another pasuk. Let's take a look at the Baal HaMor, and we'll see how he has a similar approach.
Rabbi?
Yes.
According to Rabbi Yona, though, if it was Lashon Maguna, he would still, even with Divrei Torah, he would say not to.
Correct, be correct, exactly. That's where he and Rashi are not in the same shita. Look at the Baal HaMor here, and the Daf Aleph and Daf Yarif. But notice, what you have to do is you have to finesse the question of the word Tamei, that when the Gemara begins, we're using Tamei in the context of a Shul Belevi's statement, Behema HaTameya would be labeled Dabar Meguna. But then when the Gemara Named Beis is explaining that Lashon Katsara can be more important than Lashon She'in and Nekiya, the Gemara is saying it vis-a-vis what Lashon Tamei. Wait a second, I thought the Lashon Tamei was the Lashon Meguna. So according to Rashi, that's exactly right. Lashon Meguna is going to yield to Lashon Katsara. And the Ike Makasav is a way to teach me that in when all things being equal, you go with Lashon, you go with the Lashon She'ena Meguna, Lashon Nekiya. But the Torah can only teach me that nafkamina because of Ike Makasav. This is Rashi. For Rabbeinu Yonah, we're going to see in the Baal HaMor, it's going to be more challenging because here, the Gemara uses Tamei in one context as an example, Lashon Meguna, and that doesn't yield to Lashon Katsara, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. And then you have the same issue of Lashon Tamei in the Torah that's now only being classified as a Lashon Rat, Lashon She'enu Shel Kavod. But wait a second, it's the same Lashon Tamei. So Rabbeinu Yonah finessed it his way, that B'shas HaMabul, that was consider Lashon Meguna because technically it's Mutar Bachila, however you explain what that means, that's what's Lashon Meguna. And whereas later on, it's not a Lashon Meguna anymore. Baal HaMor has a similar Mahalach. Let's take a look. Suge D'Shmaitza, right? This is the Baal HaMor summing things up. Suge D'Shmaitza. Everyone see the Baal HaMor? Yeah, in the back? Kolhecha D'chi Adadi Ninu. Whenever everything is equal, Mishtoi B'Lashon Kavod. Then you use a Lashon Kavod. If one is more than the other, shavik lahu denafish, then you abandon that which is more words, v'nakid derech katzer, and you pick what is shorter. Says the Baal HaMor, when is that true? Uvelvad shilo yehei lashon meguna. Oh, so what do you see here in the Baal HaMor? When I just said that you go with lashon katzer and you abandon the lashon she'en shel kavod, that's only provided that the lashon is not, quote, a lashon meguna. And what about Tamei in the Chumash? The Torah uses Tamei throughout the Torah. The Tamei, the Kasa Be'oraisa, einenu Lashon Meguna. Why not? So here's where a little bit different nuance in the point. Why is Tamei in the Torah not a Lashon Meguna? L'fishet tzarecha kasav lomar lahazir es Yisrael u'arfrisha mikol tuma. The Pasuk has to tell me that this is something that you have to avoid. So Tamei basically says it's taboo, it's Tamei. Kidasu v'izatim es b'sam mitum asam. So therefore, there's an as the Torah is being masked here from Tuma because it's an Aveira. In other words, it's something that you can't do. If the Torah means to say Tamei as in it's Usser, then it's not Kolasha Meguna. It's only Dava Meguna in a different context. If it's storyline in Parshas Noach, that's by definition, that's going to define as Davar Meguna, Lashon Meguna, because in the context, we're not telling you about what you should or shouldn't do. It's just a story. Take a look as he continues. He has, however, over there by the Mabo, Parshas HaMabo, Shalopa Kosov Lahazir Minatum. In other words, when we're using the Lashon Tamei as part in the context of saying, stay away from the Davar Tamei, from an animal that's Tamei, that's not called Lashon Meguna. We're focusing on the educational component, pedagogical component. Stay away from that thing which is Usser. That's not called Lashon Meguna. That's simply teaching. Masha'ekin, by the Mabul, the Pasuk is not being Maz here min Atuma. Elo laharos min Shiva u min Shnayim. Seven pairs of the kosher animals, two pairs of the what? Of the Tamei animals. So there, to say Tamei animals, which is not interested now in teaching you about staying away from the Tamei animals, but telling you which animals come in the table, which don't come in the table.
What's this?
Well, let's finish. Ela haras min shiva min shnayim. There, ike makasuv, ba'amah asher nena tahora. Okay, what about the papa? What about the drasha of Balkari? So here too, let's think about it. Here it's the halacha of a Balkari, right?
and yet we're using ikim akasuv as an example of lashon migune, right? Here, tame is lashon migune, not lashon, just lashon she'en nikiya. Says v'chem v'meshet kasuv kiyah v'chayish shelo yator. So me'achas shekvar husara tuma. So b'mokom acher, we know that there's a tuma of shechva zera. We know that carries mitame. The hitzchel hazir v'lomar b'nishmat mikol davara. And it's warning us, don't do this thing that's going to lead you to carry. And that's obviously a very, you know, that's something that we that's not a good thing when it happens. So in the context of that pasuk that starts with nishmarta mikol davara, so there to say the word tuma would have the connotation that you did something which is not ideal to do. So then, in Megun, Mishalom Yitzo, Bali Deikach, Ikeim Bo HaKosav, Amma Shaliyah Torah as well. So he's saying, look at the context. The context of where it's written is going to define whether it's called Meguna in that situation or not. By Noach, it'll be Meguna because you're not teaching me anything by saying Tameya. Just telling me the story, who went to the Teva, how many. By the context of the Nishmat Mikol Dabara, the Torah is not teaching me a new halacha of Tumas Keri. We know it. So the Torah is in Nishmarta. And then it would say, and the person who was Tameh, it would be a Dabar Meguna, because it's emphasizing that the person wasn't Nizhar. So it says, Lo Yeh Tohar. So too is Sha'ul. V'chein B'David, Ki Om HaMikra Umbil Ditarhu. So same thing. Why does he have to say Tameh? It's not teaching me anything. Therefore, that's the point as far as the Klal of the Sugya. Then he just comes back as far as Or in the Mishnah. Tandem Asnisen, Pasach Dvarav, Deuches Bedika, Chipes Lashin Or, Pesach Dvarach Yair, we saw that in the Ran. I just want to end with a very interesting Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam, Rabbi, yes.
I think, isn't that like a Ha'ara, like by the bottom Or at the end, but because our mission is trying to teach us a Halacha, so really, it should tell us it's nighttime.
Yeah. So that's true. So that's what the Baal Mor says. Because he wants to Pesach Dvarecha Yair.
Right. Exception.
Right. The Braisa is the halacha. It's not the Pesach. It's not the opening halacha. So it can say Laila. But the Pesach Dvarecha Yair, that's what the Mishnah says. Or L'maisa, the Rabbit asked many kashas that we had read yesterday on the Balama, all those other Braises. So Mistama, the answer is that Or could go either way. Or could be used if you want. But Bedafka, in the beginning, Hidafka wanted to use the Lashon Or. There is a very famous Rambam, at least it should be famous. Now you'll know it. In Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Ches. It's quoted in part by the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban doesn't like the particular approach to explaining the phrase, but the Yesod is still emes, regardless. It's basically our sugya. We know that our language has a certain title. It's called Lashon HaKodesh. And the question is, why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? So the Ramban quotes this Rambam in Chumash and Parashas Kisisa, when the Torah says, Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. So once he's explaining Shekel HaKodesh, so he explains the Lashon HaKodesh based on the fact that Divrei Torah and Nevuah and Divrei Kedusha are all using the language of the Torah. That's why it's called Shekel HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh. Then the Ramban quotes Vaharav Oma B'mor Nevuchim, and he quotes a little bit of the Rambam. So I'll quote it from the Rambam himself. The Rambam says it Chel Gimel Perek Ches. He says, "Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Ein Lachshov Kizat if Hisparus Mitzidenu Ota." I'm reading the Kapach Hebrew. There are all different translations of Mor Nevuchim. You can see in different variations. Don't think it's just like a boasting. The Torah doesn't have words that are explicit in terms of private parts, the evarim of procreation, the act that we have in English, a certain word that represents the act of bia. So what will we say? Yada. The Torah will say, Yada Shava Ishto, Bia, different words, but you don't use a word that's explicit on the Maisa itself. V'lola Shechva Zera, so again, other languages, there's a technical term to use. V'lola Shesen, that's what comes out when a person urinates. So again, no specific word for it, it just is a melitza, it's like a metaphor. V'lola Tsoa, and Tsoa means excrement, it comes out. There is no inherent word for that inyan. It's always a metaphor from some other association that therefore now has become the meaning of that word. We use like borrowed words, borrowed languages, and hints. For Aisa Kavana Bekach Shadvarim Halawa Ein Rai Las Kiram Velasas Lem Shemos. These in Yonim, you don't want to use, you know, inherent names to describe that inyan. Elhem Vom Sheish Lachshos Behem Vim Hevi Ahechoch Has Karasam. If you have to use it in conversation, whatever, Yesh Limso Eitza Lekach Ede Kinuyim Mulishonos Acherim. Kimal Kasher, maybe Ha'echrach HaSiyasam, just like when you have to act in certain ways, you do it. And he goes on, he says, it goes on with examples. You can see the Rambam's very interesting Rambam, Chelo Gimel Perek Ches. Again, the Ramban has kashas on it, but it's very much connected to this, our Gemara, although he doesn't quote our Gemara, Lehedya. But again, the point is because Rabbeinu Yonah himself says this in that same Shagimel, the dibur is a kli haseichel, he says. Dibur is a kli haseichel. What a person says is a reflection of where their head is and what their mind is. And this is why nibul peh is such a terrible thing. A person uses words that reflect their mindset and the sensitivity of the words. Here he has it right before us at the end of Siman Reish Chav Tes. He says, when he's talking about nibul peh, he says, a person who uses nibul peh, who mechalo kli haseichel, asher hu yakar mikol kli chemda. Kli haseichel is the dibur. Shnema kli yakar sifsei das. Okay, Rabbosai, so a lot of Musa Haskels in these Gemaras. We have a little more in terms of a few stories coming up. And then we have another story that brings up a lot of interesting lumdis about Inyan of Karban Pesach and Aliyah Laregel. And other things in the Baden Tosis and coming up in the next few days. So, Mitzvah Hashem, continue on, and Mitzvah Hashem will tomorrow hope to be in Tinek in person, right? Okay. Have a good day, everybody.